I'm Callie Crossley, in for Michelle Martin. This is Tell Me More from NPR News. Coming up, spending thousands to pamper our pets. Are we going too far? Plus, our TV viewing habits. A diverse audience doesn't necessarily mean different tastes anymore. But first, our weekly series, Dispatches, where we check with correspondents from across the globe and the states. Today, we take you to Tennessee. Police officials have linked a rash of brutal crimes in Nashville to a Kurdish youth street gang. The revelation has stunned the immigrant Kurdish community there, which is now working to curb gang recruitment. Here to talk about this is freelance journalist Theo Emery. He joins us from his home in Nashville, Tennessee. Also with us is Ara Alan. He is a board member of the Kurdish American Youth Organization. He joins us from Georgia Public Broadcasting in Atlanta. Ara, Theo, welcome. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Theo, when did you first hear about the Kurdish Pride Gang?
Well, there started to be stories about various incidents and various crimes that popped up in the local press here in Nashville throughout the winter and then some more in the spring. And as various stories began to appear in the press, I decided it might be a story worth paying attention to.
Now, Ara, as I understand it, KPG was originally formed to provide protection against the kind of attacks we've seen visited on other Muslim groups. But then that all changed and it became a gang terrorizing the Nashville community. What prompted the change?
I think I disagree with the original source of why they formed. I don't think it's because of attacks of 9/11. KPG is found itself around the schools that's surrounded by governmental assistant homes. And with that came other gangs that were present around their campus, around their schools. And it's probably that would actually force the game to come about, not attacks of 9/11.
So response to other gangs, not from 9/11.
That's what I believe.
Theo, I wonder if you could tell us more about the Kurdish community in Nashville in general. Is it large, and how did they get there?
Well, there's roughly 8,000 or so Kurds here in Nashville. And the community really started around Kurds who first came to Nashville in the 1970s. And as I understand it, this was chosen as a resettlement location for Kurds who had been involved or displaced by a failed autonomy movement in Kurdish Iraq, in northern Iraq at that time. And that was the first wave of Iraqi Kurds that first began to come to Nashville. After the Anfal campaign in Iraq, the Saddam Hussein's Ba'ath Party against Kurds, there was a second wave. And then there was still a third wave in the 1990s, the late 1990s, Kurds who are known collectively as the Guam Kurds because they were airlifted first to Guam and then came to the United States, and some of them ended up here in Nashville. And there are Kurds from other parts of what's known as Greater Kurdistan, from Iran, for example. But Nashville does have what's believed to be the largest Iraqi Kurdish population in the country.
But what made them bypass, I would assume, other large cities to settle in Nashville? Do you have any sense of that?
I don't have a great sense of why Nashville ended up being that destination. But I think over time, once the community was established here, it began to grow and families followed and more came on their footsteps.
Now, as I understand it, there's a real sense of shame. I want you both to address this from the Kurdish community that did settle there, that they're active in the community, and they're very shameful about this KPG group. Why do you think that is?
This is very true. I think because for the Kurds, our reputation is very, very essential for us. And if you look at the Kurdish relation with the United States as a foreign level, and then when it comes to inside of the United States, of the Kurdish communities here, we really take pride in our reputation. And most of the Kurds generally are law-abiding citizens, and they are helping out the states on a local level and also on the national level. And because we're homeless people, and our only hope for anything right now is the United States to get anything for Kurdistan. We don't want anything. Our reputation is very, very essential for us. We don't want anything bad on our reputation. And we work very, very hard throughout the years since the 70s to build a positive relationship in the United States, to build a positive reputation in the United States. And creation of such a gang is definitely a hinder to our efforts. And we take a shame of it, and we're working towards solving it or maybe reducing it down.
Theo, when you reported the story, what were you hearing from folks?
Essentially, that's what I was hearing as well. The community here is very proud. They're very hardworking. And also, I think it's safe to say, very disciplined, too, in the sense that, you know, there were many people who were involved with the autonomy movement in Iraq. There are actually Peshmerga fighters who resettle here in Nashville. And so there's a lot of discipline, a very strong sense of always looking forward, and a lot of pride in the community that they've established here. And I think it is important to point out that this is a very small number of people who are causing a great deal of grief for this community. And I think there's a particular frustration associated with that fact, that it is not widespread and it's not that many people, and yet is having something of a disproportionate impact upon the community and how they're perceived by the greater Nashville community, and I should mention the national community as well.
Yes, Ara, can you speak to that? The group itself is small. The police have estimated no more than 30 members, but the crimes are extremely violent, rapings and beatings and murder. And some local activists are saying that maybe the violent past experience by these Iraqis on their home soil was just not easily left behind. Do you agree?
No, I think because a lot of the members are young, and like Theo said, most of them have come either from the latest wave is came in the 90s. So these are teens that have grown up here. They're not raised in the violence in Iraq. And I think most of the violence they have learned here, this gang is a very small number. And their members are very low. And actually the crimes they committed are usually, I think it's about five or six people that actually commit most of the crimes that has happened. So it's not everybody. Like many of the National Gang Watch sites are not even listing the KPG as a gang. It's due to their low numbers, I think, and due to low activities. But it just, I think it's making a big headlines because of the situation that's happening in Iraq, and the Kurdish are getting more attention.
Now, these are second-generation immigrants then, Ara. Is that correct? Is that what you're saying?
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
And how do the other Kurdish youth view them? There are small numbers, as you're both emphasizing. How are they viewed?
It's a counter to our efforts, as what we're doing here, and it's bad. We have our youth organizations we conducted three seminars in the past year in Tennessee, and we have held one party there, and just to see if we can, and also the Kurdish community itself is working closely to the officials, trying to find a solution for this minor problem. It's a local event, and we're trying to find a local solution for it. I think we want to ask the Nashville and the city of Nashville itself to help us out by probably opening a youth organization in Tennessee, maybe a youth center for the kids for the youth to go be busy with sports and other social events to keep them away from these gangs, and so we can stop this problem before escalating any further.
We are talking to freelance journalist Theo Emery and youth activist Ara Alan about the recent outbreak of youth violence in Nashville by a Kurdish gang. Ara, let me ask you again. When we first talked to you, you had some reservations even about talking about it because you don't want to alienate this group of people, right?
That's correct, because we ultimately want to bring them back in with us, because alienation is push them even further away, and that wouldn't help them in any case. And you don't want to address them. You don't want to make them feel that we are opposed to them or we are something different from them. We are also Kurdish, and they're also Kurdish, and we have to address our problems, and addressing our problems is the first step of finding a solution.
Theo, in a time of great suspicion and fear about Muslims in general, how does this kind of gang activity, albeit by a small group, impact relations in the community?
Well, I think it remains to be seen, to be honest with you. I think that the community leaders here in Nashville have been very vocal about the fact that A, this is a problem that they want to address and are very, and are upset about, understandably so, and moreover, that it doesn't represent some kind of plague of violence in the community. It is a relatively small number of crimes that have happened. So there is a lot of discussion in the community. The city government has actually been working with the schools and as well as at least one of the local mosques to go into schools and talk to students and have seminars and sort of get this out in the open about what can be done about this. So there is a, I would say, if there were a positive element of this, it would be that it has created a wider community dialogue both within the Kurdish community as well as between the Kurdish community and those outside of it.
Now, those are steps being taken by community leaders. Are there steps being taken by the police?
Well, the police are actually, as I understand it, are part of those discussions that are going on in the schools. And so they are actually quite active in talking to community leaders and religious leaders and so on. So it's not actually that there is an adversarial relationship between the police and the community here. Just the contrary, actually. They're actually working together very closely.
Do either of you see any solution or resolution to this problem other than what's already being put in place?
Certainly. I think promotion of youth organizations that can actually ultimately replace the necessity for the gang. These kids definitely, like many scholars, believe that, you know, gangs are formed between immigrants because they want a place to belong to. And if you find a youth organization that are positive, working for positive situations, can actually replace the need for the gang. And such step can be taken by opening a youth center. I mean, I think that will have a huge contribution if the city of Nashville would do that for us. If you can open up a youth center in Nashville for the Kurdish youth to be busy with, instead of being involved, being sucked into such gangs, and with the city of Nashville and the authorities, I think we can bring this problem down.
Theo, anything from you?
Well, I think another consequence of this whole situation is that this has, in some ways, opened up the eyes of some of the parents and families in the community here in Nashville. And, you know, as with any immigrant community, there's kids often find themselves sort of betwixt and between their home culture, which in this case, in some cases, don't speak any English and, you know, are tend to be sort of isolated from the outside community, and then the broader context that the kids find in school and out in the streets and so on. So the kids are sort of torn in a way between two cultures. And I think one benefit of what's happened is that parents have realized that, you know, they need to recognize the fact that in some cases their kids are falling into that gap and developing some, you know, bad relationships and in some cases criminal activity. My sense is that parents will be more attentive to their children and the activities that they're involved in.
Theo Emery is a freelance journalist. He joined us from his home in Nashville. And Ara Alan is a board member of the Kurdish American Youth Organization. He joined us from Georgia Public Broadcasting in Atlanta. Thank you both for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you.